This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're here with Charlie Hurt, Washington Times opinion editor and columnist, Fox News contributor. Charlie, I want to raise one point. Trump absolutely hit a grand slam home run when he talked about drill, baby, drill, and cutting taxes and regulations and how strong the economy was. And this is likely to be in large part a pocketbook election, an economic election, recession, inflation, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he is well suited to take advantage of that. I mean, people say he can't beat Biden. People say he's not going to win the primaries. I mean, really, this is his breadbasket. This is his absolute best part. And you saw it in that debate. And, you know, he got a huge round of applause when he said, drill, baby, drill. I mean, it was like spontaneous.
Yeah, and he's so good at putting the spotlight on a simple, clear answer like that. And it really is a simple, clear answer. You know, when you have gas prices double during the 2 years after because of Joe Biden's policy, you know, every single one of these things, whether it's inflation with the monstrous spending or gas prices with the Biden administration's war on energy independence or the red tape, all of this stuff ties directly to, you know, Joe Biden's policies. And that's where Trump is at his best when a lot of times in life, there isn't a simple answer. In this case, there are simple answers.
Yeah.
And Trump is very, very good at putting that spotlight on those. I mean, we haven't heard the drill, baby, drill. We haven't even heard Republicans say that in eight or 10 years.
Yeah, years.
So, I have to say, though, the curiosity about it, I still haven't quite figured out. I think that the Dobbs decision had a lot to do with this, but what happened in these midterms still baffles me.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons I think that doesn't get talked about much is that I think a lot of people, things were so bad, got so bad for so many people. And I get it. There are a lot of people in this country who have jobs, whose wages have gone up, and, for whom, life is fine right now. But for the very large majority of American workers, things are not going well. And when things go really badly, sometimes sort of political discussions get pushed to the back of the shelf and they get focused on other stuff. Whether it's gas prices or grocery prices or whatever, that, people get concerned about more important things in their mind than politics. And so in a midterm, you don't have quite the turnout that we expected. And again, the Dobbs decision probably played a larger role in that than, some significant role in why Democrats didn't lose as badly as I thought they would in the midterms. But, man, a general election where you have, we're going to see literally billions of dollars spent over the course of the next year and a half for the 2024 election. No one is going to be able to avoid that thing. And in that kind of environment where you have people suffering the way people are suffering, and you have a guy who is so good as Trump is at shining the spotlight on the clear, obvious path forward and the clear, obvious things that this administration is doing to hurt America and Americans and especially American workers, man, that's a powder keg, and nobody is better than Trump is.
I don't think GOP did a terrific job nationalizing the midterms,
yes,
particularly on the Senate side. But a presidential race, you're right, is all about nationalizing the elections.
Yeah.
And the pocketbook stuff is going to be so important. And again, it is exactly his strengths. We don't know. Look, Governor DeSantis hasn't quite yet thrown his hat into the ring, although he's been sort of running. He may have an economic message, okay, and it might be a strong economic message for all we know. But so far we haven't heard that from him. And that's why I think the CNN thing was a coming out party for Trump, because he was so clear. on the economy, yeah. on his achievement. You know, I did it once, I can do it again. In fact, he did it twice, and he can do it again. And that's a powerful, powerful election. People say he couldn't beat Biden. I mean, I don't understand. What are they thinking? They're missing the whole picture.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that's interesting is that, you know, Trump is so good at harnessing deep, deep frustration, real frustration, by the way. They're not made-up frustrations. That like the way the media tries to portray. These are real frustrations that people have, and that's you know, and Trump tapped into that in 2016. I would argue that fast forward to 2024, people's frustrations are even higher, and part of the reason that they're even more frustrated is because of, you know, they elected Donald Trump in 2016, and then they sat back and they watched what Washington, what Democrats, what the media did to the person that they elected to fix the problems, and it kind of exposed that the problems are as bad as they appeared in 2016. It turns out the problems are 50 times worse. And these people are even more evil and more dishonest. And so I think that level of frustration is even higher. And you know, and there's a lot I love about Ron DeSantis. I think he is a very calculated, a very thoughtful, smart, pragmatic fighter, generally. But I don't know that he's necessarily good at harnessing that frustration the way Trump is. Trump is so good at that. And again, he's not making it up. You know, you have evil politicians like, you know, Democrats who harness, who manufacture, you know, like this whole thing with race that they do, where they accuse everybody of being racist and they accuse cops of being racist. Democrats are making that up. That doesn't exist. They're completely making it up in order to harness anger and rage to help them get elected. But that's so totally dishonest, and it's destructive, and it hurts the very people they claim to be helping. Trump and the frustrations on the other side, they're real frustrations. They're not fantasy. They're not making that up. And Trump is so good at harnessing that. And I don't know that Ron DeSantis he's never demonstrated that he's very good at enacting policy, and I admire that a lot. But we're kind of there's a seething frustration among regular, normal voters in this country that I don't think that he necessarily speaks to. Trump does. Trump is great at it.
Charlie Hurt, in our last minute, how important is this border catastrophe going to be in this election?
Oh, I think it goes right along the lines with that profound, deep frustration, right? I mean, you know, it was bad in 2016. People were frustrated, and that was a sleeper issue in the 2016. It turned out to be gargantuan to the point that you actually have Democrats. Had Democrats at the time realizing that, oh, my goodness, this is a real problem for us. It's gotten 10 times worse because of the intentional policies of this administration to destroy our country and demolish our borders.
I think it's almost, you know, it's on the front pages now. It's almost underrated. Somebody said, I forget, I think I had Senator Eric Schmidt on, I think it was he, who said every state is a border state. Yeah. Every state is a border state. And that's just going to be huge, absolutely huge. Charlie, I want to raise one point. Trump's absolutely hit a grand slam home run when he talked about drill, baby, drill, and cutting taxes and regulations and how strong the economy was. And this is likely to be in large part a pocketbook election, an economic election, recession, inflation, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he is well suited to take advantage of that. I mean, people say he can't beat Biden. People say he's not going to win the primaries. I mean, really, this is his breadbasket. This is his absolute best part. And you saw it in that debate. And, you know, he got a huge round of applause when he said, drill, baby, drill. I mean, it was like spontaneous.
Yeah, and he's so good at putting the spotlight on when, you know, a simple, clear answer like that. And it really is a simple, clear answer. You know, when you have gas prices double during the 2 years after because of Joe Biden's policy, you know, every single one of these things, whether it's inflation with the monstrous spending or gas prices with the Biden administration's war on energy independence or the red tape, all of this stuff ties directly to, you know, Joe Biden's policies. And that's where Trump is at his best when it really is, you know, a lot of times in life, there isn't a simple answer. In this case, there are simple answers.
Yeah.
And Trump is very, very good at putting that spotlight on those. I mean, we haven't heard the drill, baby, drill. We haven't even heard Republicans say that in eight or ten years.
Yeah.
So, I have to say, though, the curiosity about it, I still haven't quite figured out. I think that obviously the Dobbs decision had a lot to do with this, but what happened in these midterms still baffles me.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons I think that doesn't get talked about much is that I think a lot of people, things were so bad, got so bad for so many people. And I get it. There are a lot of people in this country who have jobs, whose wages have gone up, and, for whom, you know, life is fine right now. But for the very large majority of American workers, things are not going well. And when things go really badly, sometimes sort of political discussions get pushed to the back of the shelf and they get focused on other stuff. And you know, whether it's gas prices or grocery prices or whatever, that, you know, people get concerned about more important things in their mind than politics. And so in a midterm, you know, you don't have quite the turnout that we expected. And again, you know, the Dobbs decision probably played a larger role in that than, some significant role in why Democrats didn't lose as badly as I thought they would in the midterms. But, man, a general election where you have, you know, we're going to see literally billions of dollars spent over the course of the next year and a half for the 2024 election. No one is going to be able to avoid that thing. And in that kind of environment where you have people suffering the way people are suffering, and you have a guy who is so good as Trump is at shining the spotlight on the clear, obvious path forward and the clear, obvious things that this administration is doing to hurt America and Americans and especially American workers, man, that's a powder keg, and nobody is better than Trump is.
I don't think that
kind of fight.
I don't think GOP did a terrific job nationalizing the midterms,
yes,
particularly on the Senate side. But a presidential race, you're right, is all about nationalizing the elections.
Yeah.
And the pocketbook stuff is going to be so important. And again, it is exactly his strengths. We don't know. Look, Governor DeSantis hasn't quite yet thrown his hat into the ring, although he's been sort of running. He may have an economic message, okay, and it might be a strong economic message for all we know. But so far we haven't heard that from him. And that's why I think the CNN thing was a coming out party for Trump, because he was so clear on the economy, on his achievement. You know, I did it once, I can do it again. In fact, he did it twice, and he can do it again. And that's a powerful, powerful election. People say he couldn't beat Biden. I mean, I don't understand. What are they thinking? They're missing the whole picture.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that's interesting is that, you know, Trump is so good at harnessing deep, deep frustration, real frustration, by the way. They're not made up frustrations that, like, the way the media tries to portray. These are real frustrations that people have. And and Trump tapped into that in 2016. I would argue that fast forward to 2024, people's frustrations are even higher. And part of the reason that they're even more frustrated is because of, you know, they elected Donald Trump in 2016. And then they sat back and they watched what Washington, what Democrats, what the media did to the person that they elected to fix the problems. And it kind of exposed that the problems are as bad as they appeared in 2016. It turns out the problems are 50 times worse. And these people are even more evil and more dishonest. And so I think that that level of frustration is even higher. And there's a lot I love about Ron DeSantis. I think he is a very calculated, a very thoughtful, smart, pragmatic fighter, generally. But I don't know that he's necessarily good at harnessing that frustration the way Trump is. Trump is so good at that. And again, he's not making it up. You have evil politicians like, Democrats who harness, who manufacture, like this whole thing with race that they do where they accuse everybody of being racist and they accuse cops of being racist. Democrats are making that up. That doesn't exist. They're completely making it up in order to harness anger and rage to help them get elected. But that's so totally dishonest, and it's destructive, and it hurts the very people they claim to be helping. Trump and the frustrations on the other side, they're real frustrations. They're not fantasy. They're not making that up. And Trump is so good at harnessing that. And I don't know that Ron DeSantis he's never demonstrated that he's very good at enacting policy, and I admire that a lot. But we're kind of there's a seething frustration among regular normal voters in this country that I don't think that he necessarily speaks to. Trump does. Trump is great at it.
Charlie Hurt, in our last minute, how important is this border catastrophe going to be in this election?
Oh, I think it goes right along the lines with that profound, deep frustration, right? I mean, it was bad in 2016. People were frustrated, and that was a sleeper issue in the 2016. It turned out to be gargantuan to the point that you actually have Democrats at the time realizing that, oh, my goodness, this is a real problem for us. It's gotten 10 times worse because of the intentional policies of this administration to destroy our country and demolish our borders.
I think it's almost, it's on the front pages now. It's almost underrated. Somebody said, I forget, I think I had Senator Eric Schmidt on. I think it was he who said every state is a border state. Every state is a border state, and that's just going to be huge, absolutely huge.
And that was already true, but it's made 10 times more true because of what's going on now, because of the Biden administration.
Charlie Hurt, Washington Times. We appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Sir.
See you this
Always
week.
Great talk to you.
Thanks very much. Folks, we're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about why the Bidens are destroying our entire power system in America. I'm Kudlow. Please stay with us.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here.